Warning, the following program contains graphic language.
Ah, fuck!
Strong sexual content.
I'm gonna make a double stuffed Oreo with Mitch and Nick.
And immature humor. In other words, an insane amount of fuckery is about to take place.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Wrong show, dipshit.
It's Friday night in Hollywood, so let's babble.
Again, wrong show. Start the intro.
This is their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
They say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's light up our eternity.
Hey guys, what's up?
Yo.
I'm Chad. And Ryan's here as well.
That intro was pretty effing awesome.
Thank you. It took us two fucking hours. I know you didn't hear last week. We did play last week. I'm not sure if you actually listened to last week's podcast. But, yeah. We have a weird show for you guys today. Because there's not a lot of... There's a lot of content, not a lot of us here, because, you know, just two of us.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us.
You and I. All right, that's enough of the gay stuff for now.
Yeah, okay.
For now, well, later on. Later on.
Yeah, yeah. We have to space it out.
Yeah. We don't want to alienate our, you know... our Westboro Baptist listeners.
Hi, guys. We look forward to you picketing the next primetime.
Yeah. Yeah, we look forward to anyone who wants to give us attention. Speaking of which, we did get a little bit of attention. So on our socially awkward part of this podcast, we'd like to thank Alex, who's going down to RetroCon. It seems now like they're going to erase his memory, so he probably won't remember doing anything for us. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Alex, for taking interest in our podcast and helping us out a little bit. You guys will figure out what he helped us out with later on future podcasts. So stay tuned for that one. All right, so let's start off with our sponsors. We have to thank our sponsors because no one listened to us when we were doing this live. So thank you to Fighting Fitness in Orange, Connecticut, and go see Connie at Magic Cottage Creations and Tarot Card Readings October 4th at the Northford Knights of Columbus Tag Sale. That's October 4th. And then there's another thing, October 29th, but I can never remember what it is, and I'm not going to go through my phone to figure it out. So once that comes closer, I'll let you guys know. So, Ryan, what have you been drinking?
Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi? Wait, you're drinking soda.
That and water.
Well, yeah, you usually just drink water. I'm surprised you're drinking soda.
I think because... it was exams week, and I was stressed, so I needed something with kick, so I drank caffeine-free Diet Pepsi because I'm hardcore.
Because you like the taste.
I don't know if like is the right word, but it's kind of like The Matrix has me. I've been drinking cola since I was, like, six. So I do kind of like the taste, even though, objectively speaking, cola tastes like ass.
Yep. Well, I'm drinking Diet Ginger Ale right now, because... I think Nick gave me the bubble guts. But I've had my salad, and I'm not too bad right now. Nick's not here because he has the bubble guts, and hopefully he'll get better soon. Mitchell came down with a case of the responsibilities.
Did he?
Yeah.
Always so tragic.
And kind of like you, Ryan, John is being a good grandson.
Okay.
All right, so.
I don't know what that means.
Well, when I was asking you earlier if you were home, you're just like, I'm just, you know, going to see my grandma, but I will be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to visit his grandma.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah. Ryan, do a little noise or something for a second. I gotta go grab something. That's better. All right. So
I am not an animal.
Last week, we brought up the card. The CIA now interrogates enemy agents by repeatedly subjecting them to blank for our Us Against Humanity segment. That's obviously the only answer is Justin Bieber. unless you're a Republican, then it's Michelle Obama's arms. But
ooh, Michelle Obama's cafeteria lunches, what?
Hey, you know what? Tomato paste is a vegetable. Technically, it's a fruit paste, but we're not going to go.
Hey, in the news, are we covering Lattegate?
Lattegate? Yes. You know what? Socially Awkward. Was it on Facebook?
Yes.
Then go for it.
Okay.
So,
Left for Ted goes political, bitches.
Yeah, once we get actually into the socially awkward, because we actually have a bunch of very socially awkward situations going on this week. Before we hit that, this week's playlist and cue. So, Ryan, what you listening to? What you watching?
I'm almost done with my series run-through of Battlestar Galactica, which has been kind of my homework buddy show. You know, my background noise program.
Yep.
You know, something you've seen before, so you don't need to focus on all the minutia, so you just put it on to sort of keep you company.
Yeah, that's why I got married. Wrong idea. I'm going to get hit for that joke later.
Does she listen to the podcast archives?
Sometimes.
To see if you've been talking shit about her?
No. More like, you know, she'll be sitting there. She's like a sensor, but a really delayed reaction sensor.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, 1 month later. You know, last month you guys should have done that retarded joke. That, you know, that was kind of bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so it's just like, oh, yeah, well. Yeah. Though, you know, mostly the boobs and, you know, or like any kind of sex joke. She's fine with, as long as she's not a part of it.
Which, really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, you listening to anything lately?
The Strain audiobook, because the reader is Ron Perlman.
Oh, nice. Is that a, that's a, what do you call it? That's a Stephen King book, right?
No, Del Toro and Chuck Hogan. Right. Of which the TV show that's currently on is based?
Right.
It's basically the vampires from Blade 2.
All the vampires from Blade 2?
Like, that's the... In this, the story goes that when he was approached to make Blade 2, he was working on the Strain or the concepts that would become the Strain.
Mm-hmm.
And so his kind of his pitch was he would do the movie if he got to use his concepts. So the original hook for Blade 2 was going to feature Michael Morbius as the, you know, different strain of vampirism hook that movie had, where it was like the vampires that hunt the vampires, my enemy theme, stuff like that. That was supposed to be Morbius. And so it was retooled to Jared Nomak, son of Damaskinos, infected with this strain of a virus that created the Reaper vampires. And so he spent the intervening years kind of tooling them and retooling them a bit, and eventually the novel came out, and then it took off. There was a comic book tie-in.
We're getting an incoming call. Nick's joining us in a second.
Okay.
As soon as I can find things. There we go. 1 second. So, Nikki will be joining us shortly. As soon as The exponent.
I don't see what his height has to do with this.
Oh, yeah, so funny. Hopefully it will. It says that I have an incoming call from Nick right now, but so hopefully Nick will be joining us.
No, okay, oh. See, I didn't say you could watch videos. I said you could read books.
There you are. Woo! What is that noise? That was your computer, apparently.
My computer's not doing anything.
I don't know. Nick, you've joined us.
Hey, so, Nick.
I thought the bubble guts had taken you.
It's clear.
All right. It's a good thing you didn't come over, because I already took my pants off.
Okay, good.
As did I. What's up, ladies? Holla at me.
So, I guess I might as well include that my pants are all full as well.
Yep.
Welcome to the Sausage Fest podcast.
Welcome.
I should... You know what's really weird? On my TV right now, it's like varying degrees of color. It goes from darkest to the left to white to lightest to the right. All right, so Nick, we're actually in the middle of the podcast.
You said you were starting at 3.
I told you earlier that Mitch wasn't coming, so we were going to start earlier.
You're going to be late to sound check. I ain't going to sound check.
We're going to do that. Hey, these chicks don't even know the name of my brand. Nick.
Yes.
Well, we already did the Us Against Humanity.
Okay.
Which was the CIA now interrogates enemy agents by repeatedly subjecting them to blank. What would you say?
With only one correct answer. Well, two correct answers, depending on if you're political.
It's obvious, obviously Justin Bieber.
Continuous use of flesh. Like, I don't know.
I want to be interrogated.
What if it's a dude controlling it?
I'll close my eyes.
And I see you standing there.
I cry tears of sorrow. I died. Burn it out. Burn it out.
They
were Godzilla roar.
They find the most disgusting homeless people to teabag you with. Constantly. Oh,
you mean Halo players.
There you go. Because those balls are sweaty.
That is so sad because pretty much everyone that I know that was like really big and competitive with Halo is now homeless.
Oh no. And that's why Kylie refuses to play it.
Yes. She doesn't like homeless people. I mean...
Nope, it's out there.
You know what to me is the weirdest thing about the next generation of video gaming?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just my perspective as a follow the talent as opposed to the title kind of guy. But your wife, hi Kylie, when you listen to this.
A month later.
Call of Duty, which she likes, she will not follow the original Call of Duty creators to Titanfall, but Halo, which she wants to pour into an ET-style landfill every copy, she is enjoying Destiny.
Shh. Yeah. I know it doesn't make sense.
She's pro-Bungie, but she's anti the people what used to be Infinity Ward.
She knows that she doesn't make sense.
She is honest about it.
Yeah.
Casey, if you sit in that box, I will kill you.
Whoa! Whoa! Hey. Child murdering!
I forgot to mute the discipline. I'm not in the NFL. I'm not in the NFL.
I wouldn't have thought that... I think you are.
We have pictures and heirlooms from great grandma's house that we have to transport to storage in case he's about to sit on the box full of he doesn't know what. Just about to sit on an open box. So what, you can fall in and break stuff? Hey, Casey, we're live.
Are you hitting the top
Hi,
right
Ted
now?
Nick and everybody on the internet.
Hi, Ted Nick and everyone on the internet.
Oh,
can I can't see.
The police.
This is what happens when little kids have sugar on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or whatever it is.
I gave him a cereal bar, that's all, I swear.
How much sugar is in
these? You know, if Casey does sit on that box, he could be like X-Pac and have China up his ass. Just saying. No laughter for that whatsoever. Okay.
No, I had to mute it so I could explain to Casey podcasting rules.
Ah, okay.
He was just forgetting that he's not supposed to make a whole lot of extraneous screening, screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Nick.
Not to simulate the abuse you're giving him right now? Is that what that is?
Ted, cut this part out. Fix this in post.
Ryan doesn't hit his kid.
What is the question you were
about? I'm more of a thumper.
So, Nick, what's on your playlist and or queue?
Ooh, excuse me.
Oh my, I'm on the spot.
You are.
I wasn't done with my playlist.
Obviously, yeah, your playlist of yelling at children.
No, what I was saying was my playlist is the audiobook of The Strain as read by Ron Perlman. And then there was a brief breakdown of The Strain's vampires since they're recycled from Blade 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was kind of given that little bit of history, but recap is that Marvel wanted to use Morbius as that vampire that hunts vampires motif. And when they tapped Del Toro, he wanted to use the vampires he's been working on for years. And so they let him use his concept, which is why if you watch The Strain, which is the book that came out of his ideas in the first place... That's why they look a lot like the Reapers from Blade 2.
Okay. Ryan, you know that every time we bring up Blade 2, you tell the same exact story?
Do we bring up Blade 2 that often?
Yeah. At least four times in the past 2 years.
2 years?
What?
Yeah?
You made it sound like it's like four times in the last 2 months.
Okay, fine. Well, you know, this is the information podcast on the information superhighway. On the information superhighway, we are that really dingy, like, shack that says come buy stuff and you really don't want to, but your car broke down.
When you said highway, it reminded me of a joke I just heard recently.
Huh?
It was like, it's basically a Vine joke, but nothing that spectacular.
Okay. So, Nick, what's on your queue? What's on your playlist?
All right, I have All For You by Data. And what else am I supposed to say?
A movie, maybe, that you were watching?
A movie?
Or that you want to watch?
I'm going to watch that Maze Runner.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard good things.
I've heard good things as well. I'm very interested.
I've heard a lot of good things about the book as well. So, I want to read the book. But really, what's on my list is still Tusk.
You read the book, I watch the book.
Okay. Still haven't been able to see Tusk yet. If anyone's been able to see it, don't spoil it for me. Hopefully going to see it Tuesday.
What'd you say?
I want to see Tusk.
Oh, okay.
And really on my playlist, actually last night, Nick, I turned on my phone while I was in the car as I was getting out of work, and one of our coworkers, one really, really annoying young coworker, was like, "Why the hell are you listening to that?" Because she came up next to my car as she was walking to the bus stop. She's like, "You hear that every day at work."
Oh, no.
So I turned it up really loud. She's just like, and then she kept on, like, yelling at me. So, I turned up, the Foo Fighters remix of All About the Benjamins afterwards and sped out of the parking lot.
Oh, about the Foo Fighters.
It's
really funny.
Because I found the Foo Fighters version of, or the Foo Fighters remix of All About the Benjamins.
Don't mind me, I'm just like picturing that and like peeling out in your car.
My little Toyota Prius. As I was pulling out, I was going, yay! That's what I've been listening to.
All right.
So let's really get into Socially Awkward, because we already like did one or two things that weren't on here for Socially Awkward. So let me start.
I'm
going
to pull up the docket. That sounds helpful.
I just did that just now.
All right. Well,
we run a tight ship here at the Left for Ted podcast.
I know, let me tell you. We know exactly what's going to happen 10 seconds before it happens.
Or we will be reprimanded.
I don't reprimand anymore because you guys started liking it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I want to start this off, actually. I lighten the mood a lot, but this time I'm probably going to bring the mood down just a bit. In the past 2 months, I've had two of my little sisters try to commit suicide. And I know that Ryan is friends with one of them on Facebook, and
been on the show.
Yeah, she's actually been on the show. And it's very hard. And depression is something that really hits all of us. It hits us all hard. And I just want everyone out there to realize that, you know, if you're sad about something, there's somebody there that's listening. You guys, we give out our email address every week, pretty much, telling you that you can, you know, email us. Even if you want to talk, I'm sure one of us would listen. You know, something that would bring a smile to your face. You know, you want to hear, like, one of us do an impression, or, you know, something like that. I mean, we do run a very loose ship here, and if you want to be on the podcast, you know, depending on, you know, time frame and stuff like that, you know, that's a possibility too. But there's a lot of people out there that suffer from depression just like you do, and you really aren't alone. There's a lot of people out there. You just have to be just a little bit more brave than you are right now and talk to somebody. And it can be hard, but everyone that suffers from depression wants you to succeed in beating it. And you guys have to do that. And I'm lucky because, you know, both of my sisters are still around. And, you know, I'm not looking for hugs or prayers or anything like that. Because, you know what, my sisters are still alive and God's work is done. Now, you know, they have to put in some effort to try and heal themselves. So if you are depressed, there's definitely a bunch of, you know, there's a bunch of hotlines out there that you can call. You can talk to somebody. You can talk to us. And it's, you know, it's kind of a shame that it took, you know, it takes tragedies and things like this happening. Kind of like Robin Williams, for us to, like, sit up and realize that this is kind of a disease that everyone has at some point in their life. So, just wanted to take a minute out. We'll get back to the fucking jokes now. Not that, you know, now that no one wants to really get back to jokes. So, how about, you want, Ryan, you want to take it with that, that latte, whatever?
Oh, I'm going to not make this like an editorial or actually kind of come down too political or anything, but something that's been making the rounds, people may have seen, is what some have dubbed Lattegate. Basically, the president was hopping off Marine One, and he made a gesture towards somebody with a Starbucks or something in his hand. And so some people have said that he was kind of waving at one of the news crew. Some have said he was returning a salute to the Marine Corps. And under that assumption, that it's disrespectful for him to do that with the coffee in his hand. And this has become a huge controversy.
And he gave a salute with a coffee in his hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first of all,
well, he either gave a salute or he was waving. I'm not clear because I've heard different recounts. One saying that someone from the news shouted to him and he was kind of waving back. So just that sort of like motion you might make where you just could do that sort of tipping your hat kind of motion with your hand to your brow.
Okay.
Or was he returning the salute specifically to one of the Marines that was standing there at, you know, saluting as he was getting off? There's two reports on that.
Did he give a salute? Got off the plane?
That's what they're saying. We don't know if he tipped his hat or gave a salute.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Because like usually,
not sure what was that an intended salute. He's actually not required to give a salute every time he gets off Marine One. The POTUS can return a salute to Marines at their discretion. So it's not like it's breaking tradition if he wasn't saluting. So the question is, was he saluting, and if so, was that appropriate to not like switch hands on the latte?
Did you? How far away was?
Well, they were the Marines were standing kind of flanking the stairs and the ramp.
Okay.
So, not far away.
But
it was captured by ABC News, like there were news crews present.
Okay. Because usually how it works, like, he has to approach at a certain distance and then give a salute. It's not like, can't just like turn around and salute.
Yeah, I thought generally when they were saluting like those Marines, for example, was kind of like, if nothing else, like freeze motion salute, not like you're jogging down the steps, which leads me to believe that it was probably him kind of waving at the news.
Yeah.
But others saying that it was the intended salute and therefore it was rushed and inappropriate.
Because, like, if you watch, like, him, you know, exiting or getting on, or going back to whatever vehicle he's getting into for transport, he always salutes the person, you know, that with the Marine or whoever that's there. But, like, if it's, I don't know, I guess I would have to watch it, because I haven't seen this. Can you say it's on, like
ABC News.
I'm seeing it. I've seen it once on the news and on my news feed like three times a day for the last couple of days.
Okay, I guess I'll go on and check that out.
To weirder news, Daytona Man was picked up the other day for raping a dog.
Daytona! Yeah.
Florida, because, yeah. He did get 5 years, which is more than George Zimmerman got. Just saying. Not saying.
Wait, what? Hold up. You can kill an unarmed black kid. Nothing. Rape a dog. 5 years.
Yep.
That's Florida.
Florida.
Yep.
Left for Ted. We're getting liberally political on you.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I always tell people, I'll visit Florida, but I will not live there.
Yeah, well, I kind of felt bad about that one lady who was like, I was staying in my ground when my husband came at me to beat the shit out of me, so I fired a warning shot into, like, the ceiling. And they were like, 20 years to life, bitch.
Yep.
So, shoot in the air, shame on you, but if you shoot somebody, that's okay.
Yeah.
Stand your ground.
As long as, you know, as long as you're not black.
Well, what you have to understand is that this teenager had smoked pot at some point in the last 4 days.
Is that what happened? Yeah. Because no teenager, you know, every black teenager has smoked pot in their life, at least, you know, in the last 4 days.
No teenager, period, engages in pot smoking activities.
Yeah, no white teacher. I mean, no white teenager engages in pot ever.
Unless they're in East Haven.
Yeah.
Unless they're in Hamden. What are you talking?
Unless they're in Connecticut. Yeah.
Connecticut.
I am surprised that Seth Rogen isn't from, like, Connecticut. And he's from Canada. You go into East Haven, it's just like, what's up, guys? It's just like, Seth Rogen? No, my name's Phil.
Oh, well, if he's from Canada, you would suspect cocaine.
Yeah, he's probably done that, too. So, moving on. While we're talking about drugs. An Alaskan TV reporter. Did everyone see this video, first of all? About the Alaskan TV reporter? All right, this news reporter. So she went out on the field, and the story that I heard goes like this. She was tasked to talk to the leader of the Cannabis Club of Alaska.
Okay.
So she filed this report with this guy who was playing the leader of the Cannabis Club of Alaska. And then she had a moment of clarity in which she went, I was going to file this report, but I'm going to, you know, devote all of my time because I'm actually the real leader of the Cannabis Club of Alaska. And I'm going to devote all of my spare time to finding ways to fight for freedom to make pot legal in Alaska and the rest of the United States. And then she went, and I'm pretty sure, even though I don't have a choice, I'm going to do this. Fuck it, I quit. So she quit.
Okay.
And leaving the anchor woman to stutter around trying to figure out what to do next. And it was kind of funny, but, you know, now I know who's going for that job of the blunt roller for Waka Flocka Flame. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, she knows how to. what really shocks me is there was a black woman in Alaska. That's all I'm saying. I thought Sarah Palin...
There was a black woman in Alaska, that's all you're saying? Yeah.
Apparently, there's one black woman in Alaska. Sarah Palin's not doing her job.
They're not wolves, Ted.
Exactly. What the hell?
I'm just saying, Sarah Palin, you know, she obviously isn't holding a Republican state up there.
There are black Republicans. Look at Adam West.
What?
Or Alan West. Alan West. Sorry.
Alan.
Sorry.
Yes, I'm black, old chum.
I'm about to say, you mean Adam Wee.
Oh, my name is Adam Wee. My name isn't Adam Wee, it's Adam West. Or is it? Oh, God.
Anyway.
Anywho. Alright, let's move on to the last weird fucking news story. Because this is... You guys remember Total Recall?
Go ahead.
Yeah, apparently a woman claims to have surgically enhanced herself with a third breast. There's
true,
a lot of people.
True story.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are saying that it's a hoax. I don't know. All I know is that two guys can motorboat her at the same time. And titty fucking is definitely an option for two guys now, too. I'm just saying.
I'm actually depressed that everybody's going Total Recall and nobody has gone Douglas Adams.
Maybe it wouldn't be that politically correct to call her the triple-breasted whore of Erotic and Six?
You know, I've only read the first book, and I don't remember that part of the first book.
It's an entry in the Hitchhiker, in the guide itself. Okay. I can't remember if it's in the first or the second book.
That is my favorite book, though. So I should know more about that stuff.
The Hitchhiker's Guide is your favorite book?
Yeah. So I should know more about it since it is my
favorite book. About to say, book. If you like the first book, you really need to read The Restaurant at the End of the Universe.
I really do. Actually, I think I have it on my computer somewhere. But now it's time to talk about some people who have left us, possibly too early in their careers. We like to take this time as we go from Douglas Adams to say so long, thanks for all the fish. It's not very often that we go, we have like a segue like that, you know, go from one Douglas Adams thing to another.
All right.
Yeah. So, today we don't really, know much about this woman, but her name was Polly Bergen. She died at age 84. She was a singer and actress. But, here's the thing, Cape Fear. You guys remember Cape Fear?
A little bit.
It's when, you know, Robert De Niro was actually, you know, young.
Yep.
And skinny. Like, right after Raging Bull. And then after that, he became the Robert De Niro that everyone loves.
Yeah.
It was like... Raging Bull, Taxi Driver, Cape Fear, and Robert De Niro. So, yeah, she was in Cape Fear. She had her own show called The Polly Bergen Show. She was on Desperate Housewives, obviously not playing one of the Desperate Housewives. And I think she actually got her... God, I hope she didn't play one of the Desperate Housewives.
Probably the mother.
Though I'm pretty sure that Terry Hatcher is probably in her 80s right now, too. So, it's a possibility.
No.
Joking.
That's harsh.
Don't send Dean King after me, please, Terry Hatcher. I don't want Superman to beat me up.
Yeah, but hey, I'm calling Superman with the leg injury after you.
I don't want the gay guy from Best Men to come beat me up. I'm the only one who's seen that movie, aren't I?
Probably.
Okay.
I think so. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Best Men is a movie that has Dean Cain and Drew Barrymore. And basically this guy on his wedding day decides to rob a bank.
I'm going out on a limb and assuming that Dean Cain was gay based on your comments.
Yeah, he was a gay Green Beret. And he goes out in a blaze of glory. Or should I say flame of glory?
Oh.
He basically, basically this cop like chases them down and he just like the cop figures out that he was a Green Beret. He's just like, yeah, I'm a Green Beret and I'm gay. And he's just like, okay, nice to like mention that now. Like, I know, like, it's a big thing throughout the whole movie that, you know, he wasn't allowed to say anything because he was in the army. But like, all his friends knew. Oh, it's an interesting movie. I think Andy Dick's in it, too, which is kind of weird.
Well,
oh, no.
Gays.
Andy Dick?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have somebody that's gay, at least make it Andy Dick.
Right?
Would he even be acceptable?
Come on, guys. I'm gay enough.
I mean, even gay people have their standards.
It's true. He's the kind of gay that gay people are like, dude, that's pretty gay.
That's pretty gay. Yeah.
No gay person actually does that, Andy Dick. Stop. Slap you on the wrist.
Oh, it's limp.
Stop that.
Why?
All right, well, John was supposed to start his quality time segment this week, but John is no longer with us. No, I mean, John's not here today.
Wait, what?
But,
Jesus.
Damn. Don't say the guy is dead.
No.
Right?
I said he's not with us today.
Say he's no longer with us.
It means something, man. It means something.
I assume.
And what if he gets into a car accident? You're going to feel
I'm going to
so
feel
bad.
Fucking horrible.
And I will never forgive you.
I won't forgive myself.
But I would still show up on the show.
No, I'm sure.
I have a feeling that Nick would not forgive you in that Goku kind of way.
Yeah.
I won't forgive you!
I won't forgive you, though you were a better father to my son than I was.
Or if you just give me food, I would love you again.
Nick just said he was a dog. That's all I'm saying.
That's pretty much what Goku was.
No, that's true.
If we're staying on that topic.
It's very true.
That's a fair point.
All right, so now we have Nerdsworth. So you guys know how Sony said that they were going... What the fuck was that?
What was that?
I just got run over by an enemy tank.
Casey hit you.
I thought that Casey ran headfirst into
you. I just looked up and... crunch.
Are you being abused by your child?
No. By Goliath tanks in Destiny.
Ryan, blink twice if Casey's hitting you.
Do you need me to call the police?
Blink.
I'll call the police immediately.
6-year-old's beating me up.
He'll go to juvie for a while and get a little tattoo, but he's already a lazy man. He'll be all right.
So, guys, remember when Sony was just like, we're going to do the Sinister Six movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know how DC has basically been like, whatever Marvel does, we're going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Suicide Squad's coming.
Yay!
Yep, hopefully we'll be able to see Harley Quinn finally on the big screen. In live action. That's all I'm looking forward to.
That'd be nice.
I want these companies to all do the MCU thing of building. Like, by the time Marvel was, like, seriously teasing Avengers stuff, we had a couple of their movies out. We were like, yeah, I could see how this links together. Sam Jackson's been running around.
Yeah.
With this, it's like, they're announcing so many movies for Superman 2 that I'm like, at one point, do you just call it JLA 1?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so you guys are, like, teasing 3 villains, like, 6 heroes. How long is this movie again?
Well, I also, you know...
The Suicide Squad. You haven't even finished rebooting Batman yet. And you're talking about the Joker's girlfriend?
Yeah. I also call Iron Man 2, you know, Avengers
5. You haven't even confirmed the Joker in the new movie.
Yeah. Hey, no. They haven't confirmed any of the Suicide Squad members. I'm just saying that I would love to see Harley Quinn.
I'm just assuming it might involve the Suicide Squad. That's all I'm saying. They're doing an X-Men movie. Oh, so Cyclops? Who's playing Cyclops? Well, they haven't said who's on the roster.
Isn't he dead?
Cyclops? No, there's actually 2 Cyclopses right now.
Oh, God.
Well, because they have the all-new X-Men storyline where the original 5 X-Men were brought to the current. So young Cyclops is hanging out with his father in the Starjammers.
Okay.
While old Cyclops is doing what he does.
Which is why we couldn't have the Badoon in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I thought you said Badoon.
No.
Did you just say we couldn't have the Badoon because Cyclops?
Yeah, because of the Starjammers.
I think those rights go back a ways.
Starjammers is actually owned by Fox still. And the Badoon and the Starjammers apparently go hand in hand. Like, for some reason, Galactus and the Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah, did you see that article I tagged you in?
Yeah.
Where it was like, Cinema Blend was all like, yeah, these villains could totally take Thanos in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Galactus. And I'm like, well, that was pointless.
Well, this is why Ryan should read the docket before he starts talking.
Was that going to come up?
Yes.
I didn't even know that you'd gone ahead and read it.
I thought you brought it up.
I tagged you in it, and you didn't say anything to me.
No, I read it.
Okay.
You got tagged and you didn't respond? How rude.
I got tagged in the comments of Cinema Blend.
All right, so apparently I've spoiled my own scoop.
No, but let's go into that right now. Have you guys noticed that...
Segway!
Have you guys noticed that recently? How the internet has kind of de-evolved into this rumor mill of bullshit?
Yeah, basically.
It's kind of like, yeah, so we found this blonde wig on the set of this one movie. So Harley Quinn confirmed.
I was going to say Black Cat confirmed.
Yeah, it's just like... Yeah, Andrew Garfield was doing another movie in the same country as Avengers 2. So obviously Spider-Man is in Avengers 2. What? No.
Oh, like all those pictures of Andrew Garfield in a hoodie, and so they're like Spider-Man cameo.
Yeah. But it's just like, here's the thing. Once, like, the real fans and the real people reading this shit are getting pissed off, like, to the point where I'm not clicking on these links anymore because I know they're bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like, and Cinema Blend was actually doing pretty well. Like, I think I've
for
got
a while,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I compared to Movie Pilot. Holy shit, yeah. Movie Pilot.
Movie Pilot has become the Fox News or the Huffington Post of movies. It's just like, you know, just making up
movie
shit.
Movie Pilot's bad because, like, at least the Cinema Blend headline will have something to do with the article, even if the article turns out to be bullshit.
Yeah.
But, like, Movie Pilot's like, can you believe this? And it's, like, the most mundane whatever.
Yeah. Can you believe this? Deadpool is going to be CGI, just like the leaked trailer.
And then you go into the article and it's like, so we haven't confirmed casting, and it's not going to be CGI. And you're like, what was the guy running the Movie Pilot Facebook? Like, the Movie Pilot Facebook is not, like, run by the same people running Movie Pilot's website.
No, but our Facebook isn't run by the same people. Our Facebook page is pretty much run by a 20-year-old girl. Did you know that, Ryan?
I did not know that.
Yep. Hi, Mina.
We love you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do.
Actually, Ryan.
I mean,
Our Facebook page is run by the daughter of your friend Grisella.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit, then I probably met you. Nina, hi. I'm pretty sure I've met quote unquote Grisella's kids at some point when I worked at A&P.
Yeah.
Which means I probably knew you when you were really, really tiny, very briefly.
Yep. She works with...
Back when I was, like, in high school.
Yeah. We met her through the store that shall not be named.
Yes.
It's a small world after all.
Yep.
It's a small world after all.
Oh, no, anything but that.
I've got the lovely bunch of coconuts.
When they are this big,
boom, 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 boom.
One small one, some the size of your. Oh, Fossa was here. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I love you guys.
I totally went off on that. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I mean, there's a whole podcast where Ryan and I basically.
Okay, Fossa?
What did you say?
What did you just say?
What have I told you about saying?
What have I told you about saying that
name? And now we're back to Alfred, as played by Jeremy Irons. In the new, Batman vs. Superman. So, hey,
because
do you guys...
I didn't want my cocaine.
Yeah. Have you guys seen this iPhone 6?
Have you noticed that if you say my cocaine, you're basically saying Michael Caine with an appropriate accent?
Yeah. My cocaine.
iPhone 6 looks like a pretty awesome piece of kit that Samsung invented 2 years ago.
That's what everyone's saying. But have you seen the new feature for the iPhone 6 for people that wear tight pants?
Are you talking about its new bendy feature?
Yeah.
The warpy feature?
It gives you a new angle on things.
It's, well, see, what you don't understand is that Reed Richards invented the iPhone 6 out of unstable molecules.
Is that what it is? I thought it was Plastic Man.
That's why I'm
You say tomato, I say Marvel.
I thought it was Bendy Boy.
Elastic yeah. Lad?
Elastic Lad.
Let's leave Jimmy Olsen out of this.
Mr. Fantastic.
There's another elastic type person in the Marvel Universe, and I can't remember what his name is.
Hmm.
But he's a bad guy. Alright. So, hey guys, did you know that they're letting Bryan Singer back into his school? After allegedly molesting little boys?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
No, Bryan Singer, like
Bryan Singer, director of X-Men, allegedly went after teenagers, little teenage boys, and wanted to molest them.
So he's like a
So it was one of those things of, hey, I know a guy that runs a school for gifted youngsters. Let's see how gifted you are.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
But it's okay, because he's back for X-Men Apocalypse. All the charges actually have been dropped, or settled out of court.
Is this dropped as in he was found innocent, or dropped as in Michael Jackson?
Dropped in, as in settled out of court.
I gave them some money to pretend that I didn't touch the children.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Dropped.
So does that mean we'll forgive him when he dies?
Possibly. And he'll be
you
the greatest.
That, like with Mike, right? 2 days before Michael Jackson died, freaky alien faced child fucker. 3 days after he died, King of Pop put out the legacy video game.
And yeah, he will be known as
this
the
is Thriller.
Yeah, Bryan Singer when he dies now will be known as the best director of superhero films ever. He changed the genre of superhero films.
Well, in some ways, he did allow the Marvel Cinematic Universe to exist as a proof of concept.
Pretty much, yeah.
Him and I guess you could give some credit to David Goyer for Blade.
That you could. David Goyer also made it possible for us to have rated R superhero films,
culminating in Punisher War Journal.
Yeah, unfortunately. But all right, let's move on to True Detective. Has anyone seen True Detective?
No. Yeah, first season was pretty fucking awesome. I haven't watched all of it. Like, I need to load it up and.
What station is it on?
HBO.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's I've heard really good things about it. Mostly from that one guy at our at work that goes, I gotta tell you about this show. You gotta watch this show. It's a good show. It's about these two guys. I don't want to spoil anything, but it's about these two guys, and they don't let you leave. You know those guys, right? Those guys that just, huh? I'm talking about our Republican friend.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody at work.
Yeah, no, well, he's not at our work anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
He always does that.
He just corners you and he's like, I gotta tell you about this show. It's a good show. He did that with Game of Thrones, too, when I kind of didn't want to watch Game of Thrones afterwards.
But I did, actually. I will give him credit. He's the one who got me to watch that. So, kudos to him.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm still watching.
But, so next year, or the next season of True Detective, we have Colin Farrell coming in.
And yeah, which I think is potentially interesting.
Yeah, and Vince Vaughn. So, yeah, you've got two character actors.
Not only that, Vince Vaughn doing drama for the first time in forever.
Yeah. Since
Remember before Vince Vaughn was a comedic actor, which he turned out to be really good at, but
yeah.
Remember back when he was a serious fucking actor?
No, I don't.
Well, he didn't really. He didn't expect to do so well as a comedian.
Yeah. But this was the guy. He like cut his teeth on stuff like what was it, Return to Paradise, where the kids went to a foreign country with drugs, and like one of them, they had to choose between going back to save their one friend and doing some time, or staying free while one of them got executed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, the last thing I remember Vince Vaughn in before he was like this comedic actor was Lost World.
Well, even that, he wasn't doing comedy.
He wasn't doing comedy, but he was still pretty fucking funny.
For the wrong reasons?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Much like that movie.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like that movie, with the exception of the fact that, unfortunately, I read the book, which is really good, which means fuck that movie.
Yeah.
Because it is nothing like it at all. On its own, if you stop watching 20 minutes before it officially ends, it's not terrible.
Yeah, no. As soon as like they get to San Francisco,
just turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm not watching.
Oh look! Oh look! They made it home. The end.
Yeah.
There's a dinosaur.
It's really weird that when they made a freaking Godzilla movie, they were like, "Let's rip off Jurassic Park for an unnecessary final act."
There's a dinosaur in my backyard.
Pretty much.
Remember,
yep.
Remember the American Godzilla movie though that had the raptor sequence from Jurassic Park?
Yep.
Yes.
For like no reason.
No reason at all.
They're baby Godzillas. No.
No, that's not how that works, sir.
That's not how that is.
They wouldn't be that small.
And there wouldn't be that many of them. And if there were that many of them, it would be ludicrous to assume that we could actually win this fight.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they show the picture of one of them actually living.
Well, yep. That became the cartoon, which actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, the cartoon wasn't bad at all. The cartoon was a lot like the original cartoon like, from the 70s or 80s or whatever.
Oh, and a lot of the movies, too, like all the Godzilla's Good Guy movies.
Yeah. Though I did like the new Godzilla.
I actually felt bad because whenever they make fun of Zilla and like when they killed it in that one movie... Like, well, that wasn't the shitty monster from the shitty movie. You guys are wrecking on the one from the cartoon who actually kind of did it some justice.
Yeah. It was really weird that they made Godzilla a girl.
Actually, wasn't Godzilla originally a girl?
I don't know. Maybe.
It was either the first... If it wasn't the first, then it was the second Godzilla movie, but there was an early female Godzilla.
Which Godzilla are we talking about right now?
Like old school black Gojira. And white...
Okay.
I think
Ted was talking about the American one because it was pregnant.
It's asexual, yeah.
Was it said to be asexual?
It was said to be asexual in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
You remember that movie a lot more than I do.
That would explain why the eggs didn't need to be. What's the word I'm looking for?
Fertilized,
yeah. Ejaculated on.
What he said.
I don't know why I'm remembering this so well all of a sudden, but I thought
fuck my enemies, fuck my foes, damn these hoes, you're stepping on my toes.
Back up off me, take the hands off me, give me room to breathe! Why'd you go like Fred Durst on that for a second?
I know, really.
Life's all about interpretation.
Like, all right.
I'm not hearing it. I'm not feeling it. I'm up to my ears in it.
Bullshit!
Wow.
What's that line about, like, some women find me seductive, some say that's lunacy?
Oh, shit, I can't remember what
it is. I thought Casey was actually telling you what it was. I was like, what?
It's okay, before we went on air, Ryan, like... We couldn't get into a fire team together on Destiny. And, like, she went off for, like, 10 minutes on the Xbox about, why aren't you letting my daddy into a fire team? What's
and
wrong with you?
He was screaming why over and over again.
Why?
And it started sounding like a Fred Durst why, like, if you know the song Boiler.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
He was doing those.
He was doing that? Really?
He was like, why? Why?
Like
not like that. No, he was going deep throated on
it. Oh, wow. Wait. You're never mind. We're not going to go.
Shut up, Ted.
Shut up, Ted. Do not go there, Ted.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Singer.
No.
Oh God.
That's a bad Ted. No.
You're right.
If I was there, I'd spray you with a bottle of water. No.
All right, so you guys know that China will finally be able to play one of the consoles that they've worked so feverishly to create for us? Because the Xbox One on the 29th is going to China. Finally, they can buy an Xbox One.
I don't think they're going to want it.
Probably not.
Because they made it.
Hey, this one was made by Juan. Not Juan. Juan. W-A-N.
I made this. He fucking tosses it. Get that shit out of my face.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. There's what Ryan already did.
Oh, he's on the docket.
Yeah, I'm reading the docket. So,
right to the point.
One Among Us does that.
Well, the One Among Us that actually, you know, creates a docket should probably read it.
I read it sometimes.
Sometimes.
I skim it.
All right, so finally, let's talk about TV, guys.
Skimming counts.
Okay. Let's talk about TV, guys. This week was the opening week for a lot of TV shows.
Yes, there's a shit ton of them on my DVR that I did not realize that I had set to record at all.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you haven't watched Gotham
there's
yet?
There's always Hulu.
Yeah.
There is always Hulu.
Gotham was aight.
It was.
It was okay. It was okay.
It was kind of weird.
It was better than I expected, since my initial impression was, well, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well,
but I will admit, the little nerd in me, when they're like, we don't have time for your riddles, Edward, and I'm like, his last name's Nygma.
The child in me giggled a little.
Yeah.
And no, then when a dude, when the short dude started beating people with a blunt object, they're like, Oswald, and I'm like,
and then they straight up called him Penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so dumb. Yeah. But I loved it.
And then the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little odd. But apparently they were trying to base that Joker off of the Alan Moore Killing Joke Joker. Mm-hmm. So it might...
I'm about that life.
Yeah. I love me some Alan Moore.
The Penguin or something.
Weird Dave-esque looking motherfucker.
Wait, the Joker or the Penguin?
No, Alan Moore.
Oh, okay.
Alan Moore, this fucking beard and long hair. This reminds me of a certain Dave that used to be on this podcast. But, I watched Gotham. I have to say, I started watching it with very low expectations after the first scene. Just because...
low expectations.
When you're sitting there and you see Catwoman, or Selina before she becomes Catwoman... And she's
Chibi Cat, yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, going from thing to thing, and I'm just like, alright, I've already seen Birds of Prey and it wasn't that good. This better shape up soon. And it did. Except for that weird, you know, hey, Montoya's going to, you know, have Barbara, whatever her fucking name is, because she's not Barbara Gordon yet. She's got to corner her in her apartment.
Isn't Jim's wife called Barbara Gordon?
Yeah, Jim's wife is Barbara, but their first daughter, named their kids after themselves.
Was Barbara always Barbara Jr.?
Yes. Actually, that was the weird thing. I think in one iteration of the comics, what happened was that... his wife was pregnant with twins, dies, kind of Padme style. So he names the boy twin Jim, or James, after himself, and the girl Barbara. And that's why he was an absentee father. and then his son actually dies later on.
Aw.
Yeah.
You didn't have to tell me that.
But there are also other iterations in which Barbara is an only child. Some iterations where she gets shot in the back and is confined to a wheelchair. There's all sorts of different things. But yeah, I think in the original, when they went into his storyline, his wife was named Barbara, and they named their daughter Barbara.
Gotcha.
So, two Barbara Gordons. Which, you know, is always weird. But whatever. It's kind of like, you know, when my mom decided that since my parents named me after my dad, her last child she would name after her. Thank God that child came out a girl. Very weird if there was a boy named Teresa. Just saying. Let's beat up Teresa. No! Alright. We'll talk about the other DC Comics shows next week, because they don't come out until next week. We have The Flash and Arrow coming back for its third season.
And did you... see, I'm not looking at the docket. Do you have that rumor on here?
I do not. Go on. What
the,
rumor?
The rumor that the people behind Gotham want to somehow have cameos with the other DC shows.
Oh,
I'm not sure how with time displacement that will work, but...
Well, seeing that Harley Quinn has already been in Arrow, I don't think that would work too well. But, unless they do something like... the Harley Quinn that will be later is, like, the Harley Quinn's daughter. Kind of like what they did in Batman Beyond with the twins.
Yeah, true.
I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but actually Harley Quinn turns out to be the grandmother of two bad guys in Batman Beyond.
That would be too
short. So yeah, let's talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a little bit. Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back. Kind of, I was hoping it was going to come back with a bang, but it came back with a... Bleh.
A silent note?
Huh?
A silent note?
Yeah, kind of. It wasn't really a bang. It was kind of like... It was almost like it never left.
A blank gun?
Yeah.
All you get was smoke coming out of it.
Kind of like one of those guns that when you press on it, the thing comes out that says bang. You know, the little flag that comes out when it says bang.
Acme.
Yeah.
That's not to say that it was bad.
It's not to say it was bad. It was kind of almost like they didn't realize that they left.
It was...
I did have one moment towards the end where I was like...
Yeah.
I'm sure you know the moment I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You get that realization moment about one thing going on, and you're like, aww.
Oh, you mean, yeah, that one moment where you're almost like, tear.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which was very well done, I must add. Which was probably its saving grace. But I'm expecting a lot of big things, especially with Daredevil starting up at the beginning of next year. And Agent Carter starting up soon, which was a little weird that we actually got to see a little bit of Agent Carter. And it looks like Neil McDonough, what's his name? The guy that plays Dum-Dum. It's Neil McDonough, I don't know, he played M. Bison in that Chuck Lee movie.
Oh, okay. I know the guy you're talking about.
You know the guy I'm talking about. He was also in Walking Tall with The Rock.
Casey?
He played the Tin Man in Tin Man with Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And he was in Timeline, too.
Yeah. I just can't. His name is Neil something or other. I think it's Neil McDonough or Donna. Or...
Oh, he was in Ravenous.
Yeah, he's
been tough.
He's been in a lot of shit.
Good soldier ought to be.
Yeah. He's been in a lot. Hopefully.
He's very striking eyes.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that he's going to be in the Agent Carter series, which starts up in the, I think in December. They're going to be a short run of Agent Carter stuff that's
right.
going to tie into some things that are going to happen in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, kind of like, how some things tied into, from Captain America, tied into other Marvel franchises later on.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, completely random, do you guys watch The Strain at all? It's probably coming up on the end of season one.
I haven't seen any of it. I've wanted to. I just...
You totally should. I've been doing the book too, like I said earlier, and the show is really good and fairly faithful. Which also means it's a bit of a slow burn for the first like 3 or 4 episodes, just as a warning.
Okay. Is this on Hulu?
No.
Is it? It's on FX, I believe.
Yeah, you can get it on FX now.
Yeah, you could go on the app if you don't. Yeah, if you don't have on demand, you could go on the app at least. But it's definitely on demand.
Okay, I'm on demand.
But you know, on demand might like get you out from episodes because they're kind of late in the season. They might only have like the last. I think they have all of them.
Honestly,
I know some shows they'll only give you like 5 episodes.
Honestly, FX is pretty good with that. They usually like reruns of like the show like over the weekends anyway. So.
Not to mention FX has everything.
But FX Now, if nothing else, will let you watch all of them.
FX Now, I think, has all of the Archer stuff.
Love all the Archer stuff.
Yeah. Well, most except for the most recent stuff of Archer is also on Netflix by this point.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is.
But for the point I was going to make though is there's this show on Sci-Fi called Dominion.
Uh-huh.
Which is actually the sequel to that B-grade Paul Bettany angel action flick,
Legion
from a couple years ago.
Which actually Kylie
and I
really
think
liked.
Now, I'm not saying it was bad.
Oh, Legion?
But what was weird to me was, first I'm watching it, and when I'm hearing the plot and stuff, I'm like, that sounds like that Paul Bettany movie. I look it up and find out they're related. Then I got a little mad, because the guy who plays Gabriel on it, I think, kind of sucks. And do you remember who played Gabriel in that movie?
Was that Jarvis?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, Kevin Durant. Okay.
No, Jarvis was the good angel.
Oh, okay.
It was Michael.
That's right.
Kevin Durant played Gabriel. And Kevin Durant, I think, would have been awesome if he reprised his role on the show. But Kevin Durant is busy playing a main character on The Strain.
Ah.
I thought you said Kevin Durant, but never mind.
Yeah, I was like, what's
like
a basketball
the...
player doing?
Yeah, I was like,
No.
What is he doing playing in a movie?
No. No. No, it's just one of those moments, kind of like when you're watching Superman Returns and X-Men 3, and you're like, why is Cyclops in the Superman movie and not really in the X-Men movie?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, Kevin Durant was available for TV rather than playing a role he originated.
It was a trade-off, I guess.
Yeah. Granted, he's pretty awesome on The Strain, and I'm glad to see him doing good things.
Yeah.
Well, remember that time that they took out Prince Charming and replaced him with Flynn Rider?
And nobody noticed.
Yep. And there's a lot of people going, what the fuck's going on? Who? What? All right, let me just clarify. In Thor, the original Thor movie, who'd he play? Can't remember all their names. It starts with
an
F.
I'm trying to remember their names. Of the Warriors 3, he's the one who looks like he's out of a King Arthur kind
of
story.
Like,
or Robin Hood or something.
Robin Hood!
Yeah. Fangirl? Or Frandrel? Fandral,
yeah.
Yeah. So, Josh Dallas, who plays Prince Charming on Once Upon a Time, played Fandral. one of the Warriors Three in the original Thor movie. Once Upon a Time became really popular, and when they were filming Thor 2, he couldn't reprise his role, so they tried to find someone who looked kind of like him, who was still kind of in the Disney family. So they went with Zachary Levi, who had basically just gotten done with publicity overseas for Tangled. In which he played.
Well, while we're talking about this, should we ignore the fact that Volstagg is played by the Punisher?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, Ray Stevens, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Ray Stevens plays Volstagg in both movies. So.
Yeah, remember when at first they thought they were going to have to recast, like, all of them?
Except for Jamie Alexander. And then her role got cut to shit.
Yeah.
Because she got hurt.
But then she showed up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so.
Yeah. That was part of the trade-off. It's like, we're sorry that you got hurt and your role got cut down. Here, be on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Consolation prize.
Is that the only, like, new show that came out that we were talking about earlier, or?
Gotham is new the only show? One, really, is the really the only one that I've really seen.
Well, The Flash is, you know,
yeah, Flash starts next week. Flash is on Tuesday.
I'm pretty sure.
Not that it's this, you know, not that it's the this season because it's already ongoing, but The Strain is also, of course, new.
Yeah.
And so's Dominion.
I mean, we.
So those are new shows, but they're technically last season shows.
Yeah. There's a couple of new shows that are coming out, like Gallivant.
Should we talk about Jade and the Virgin?
No.
Okay.
Don't care. we're not going to talk about the
Big Bang
Theory.
I know, the whole show is you're pregnant, but I don't have sex! Ba-ba-ba, 20 episodes. Oh. What?
Yeah.
Woo!
We're also not going to talk about, you know, Big Bang Theory coming back.
Because, of course.
Yeah. Because it's not on Hulu. CBS, you want me to talk about it? Put it on Hulu. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh.
I'm a busy man. I can't always watch Monday nights.
Isn't it on demand?
Shh. Quiet, Ryan. You and your on demand.
What? It's convenient to not have to turn on the Xbox to watch everything.
I like to turn on my Xbox.
Oh.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I like to flip the switches a little bit.
Ooh.
Play with the. The joysticks a little bit, you know, rub the buttons.
I think I like
you
my
time. Do a little double tap here and there.
Do you talk to her?
I do.
And it's okay. I was under the impression it was a guy, but alright.
No, my Xbox is a woman. A woman with really eerie eyes and a red mouth.
Didn't know and have an X-bone.
Well, if you keep talking about her like this, it will be your Xbox.
Possibly.
Well, she's racist anyway.
Didn't matter, had sex.
I actually, there's a cashier that was having problems at my regular job the other day. She was like, she was really, really nervous, and so I gave her the advice that every, you know, drama teacher gives their students. So, you know, if you're nervous, just picture everyone in their underwear. And then I had to make the caveat of, except for me, because my wife has a sixth sense, and she'll know that you're thinking about me in my underwear, and she'll come and kill you.
This is actually not a joke.
Yes.
Not a joke at all.
Ryan once did that by accident. He got disgusted with himself, and she still, like, killed him, and had to bring him back to life. It was weird. But, alright, guys.
Oh, Kylie, why are you so violent?
let's do a little bit of playing favorites, but Mitch isn't here, so I won't play the song.
Okay.
But, so.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? Because everybody but Mitch wants to know.
Yeah!
Playing favorites.
Today's...
Mitch couldn't be bothered to
call out of work for important things.
Yeah, Mitch couldn't be. Mitch, apparently money is more important to Mitch than, you know, hanging out and being irresponsible. Something like that.
Responsibilities.
Yeah.
Irresponsible all the time.
So, favorite sad song.
Favorite sad song.
Yeah.
Boiler.
This is sad music.
Yeah. Boiler by Limp Bizkit. There's one. Nicholas?
Hmm?
Well, actually, well, does it have to be a song like What With Words?
You guys there? I might be by
could
myself.
Could it be an instrumental?
All right, guys.
That's not a song.
Well,
is it?
Let me go
what about
with
the Lonely Man theme.
My favorite sad song.
Film song,
which would probably be Adam's Song by Blink-182.
Doesn't that make
it, and
I die alone.
Doesn't that make it a musical? Not a song.
Go ahead, guys.
Do you think an instrumental counts, or does it have to ever count as a song? Versus just track.
Oh, it can be a track.
What about like the Lonely Man theme?
Dun 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 dun.
First course of time. The opening theme from Chrono Cross.
I don't know that one.
I can throw it up on the web page.
Okay. Alright, what about Somewhere Out There?
That one's sad. I feel like that one's contemplating. I don't know about the sad.
Okay.
Let me see here. I'm gonna have to go to my library. Let's see.
Say something and I'll give it up on you.
No, stay with me.
I was just doing my own thing.
Okay. I understood it. Okay.
I didn't even know that song was until I saw that video with the dog trying to save the fish.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was
that. Yeah.
It's Michael Sandman.
Oh, it's your cousin.
Michael Sandman is the
gay. No, it's Stan Smith.
Oh, shit.
Stan Smith, yeah. Apparently Ryan's dying right now. He needs that song.
I know, Casey, stop yelling. I know, but you need to stop yelling. I'm also not losing, so it's okay. We're actually doing quite well.
What about Baby Mine from
See, I just shouted that.
From Numbo. No, nobody?
Eh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know Baby Be Mine from Dumbo?
From Dumbo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's keep it in mind I haven't seen Dumbo.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, so please don't want to give it to me.
Dumbo is probably my favorite Disney film of all time. Alright, so the guys... We're reaching the end of the show. So, we have...
Everyone is dead of AIDS.
Yes.
Except for me and my best friend. I'm a true pal.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS. So, before we leave, you have two things. First... Yeah, the black card that we will give answers to next week.
Wait, play the black card?
We're going to play the black card.
Oh! Are you okay with this?
I don't know. I'm listening to everywhere that comes out of my
mouth. Oh, study show that lab rats navigate 3 days 50% faster after being exposed to blank. So, think about your answers, guys. Next week, we will answer that card.
You're going to have to repeat that.
I will take a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
Alright.
And I will put it on our webpage as well. So,
wait, we never covered gaming news.
I told you to don't during the nerds ones, but...
The murder case is patched up since Nathan's here. Also, Smash Brothers Online, if you quit during matches, they will stop letting you play online.
What if you, like, lose power?
I don't know about that. I trust that Papa Nintendo has our best interest at
heart. Well, he doesn't let me tell, like... talk to my friends unless they have a game code.
I honestly don't even know. Takaru Reporter is going to be a Duck Dynasty game because, of course.
Will it have a side whenever you miss? He jumps out of the bushes and laughs at you?
Yo, if it actually was just a duck on the mod, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would give my money to race people.
Yeah,
hopefully I honestly would too.
I wonder if I let those people go away.
Oh, and lastly, Blizzard canceled Titan, and nobody actually knew what Titan was, but everybody apparently is really sad.
Yeah, exactly.
It was this mysterious project in Game Drop that it was just a thing they were working on, and then I guess they decided, never mind.
After 7 years!
It doesn't surprise me. If you think about it, when did StarCraft 2 come out?
I don't know.
Like 3-4 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's all right.
They still haven't finished putting out StarCraft 2. Like, they split that game into three. When the first StarCraft came out, it was like three completely 20 mission campaigns. And then Brutal came out like 2 years later, or like a year since change later. And it was again the same, like, length. And then StarCraft 2 came out, and I think it's 30 missions, so it's longer, but it's longer than the individual Terran campaign, but it's still only half of what the other were. And then, like, 3 years later, they put out Part 2, and they still put out Part 3.
Yeah.
But they managed to put out Diablo 3, like, 4 times.
Of course. On 4 different consoles.
Like, wouldn't it be surprising if they canceled it, so they just take all the assets and upgrade World of Warcraft and do, like, WoW 2.0.
WoW for consoles.
Yeah. I think, you know, the reason that they're kind of shackled to, like, WoW looking more or less like it did a decade ago is because, like, every computer in existence can play WoW. I don't think anyone wants to risk losing that user base by actually making, like, an upgrade WoW.
No, they can have a console version where you can only play with the people on the Xbox or PlayStation servers.
That's interesting. I really want to know how Dragon Quest X works on a Nintendo system. Because MMOs plus Nintendo Online seem mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, how are you supposed to meet up with people? It's also kind of like Destiny. Look, I can't talk to that person. Oh, that's new, actually. Destiny is also talking about working on that sort of thing. And to start with, they're going to allow chat and matchmaking services. You know, a Call of Duty. So if you're in a Crucible lobby, or with your Crucible friend, you're not in a party, or if you're in a random strike, like we match make two people. Anything that doesn't match, you will have, like, party game chat.
That sounds good.
They say they want to try to avoid the kind of griefing you can get in an unregulated MMO, which is why you can't just talk to everybody at the tower. It sounds like they might try to work on some kind of almost invite system, a little, like, if I interact with you and then ask to chat with you, we could provide team up or something.
Yeah.
But the first step is magic in chat, which really was kind of lacking considering that that's every FPS ever.
Yeah.
That's lobby chat. Yeah, that's gaming.
Okay. So our final thing, Nick, you promised us your quote of the week.
Yes, I did have a quote ready, but since you brought up his name, I was going to use a quote that I heard from, well, actually, it was like a video that they had posted from, and then it says, we must constantly look at things a different way. And that was Robin Williams.
So that was the quote of the week. So look at us a different way and actually listen to us next week, guys. As always, catch us every week. We're going to do something. We're going to have some good guest star coming up, like I promised. Email us at l4tpodcast@gmail.com. You can call us at 203-747-1005. Comment on our Facebook. Like us. Please.
We love you. Someone please comment.
Please love us.
Please. Okay, guys.
Like, subscribe, share our videos. Wait, you need to do those.
Yeah, we're doing some videos.
We're working on it.
We actually have a green screen now. So hopefully you're going to see some more videos on our
website. More stuff on our Xboxes.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we have our Left 4 Dead podcast page. Just look for the Left 4 Dead podcast page on YouTube. Also, we might be starting a podcast, which is a video podcast, on Podcast Garden, because they'll allow us to do it free. So look for those too. And we should you'll be able to listen to us next week, guys. Stay sexy.
Yeah. Stay frosty.
Just stay.